Welcome to the Well Society Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Kay, licensed master level social worker and certified Christian health and life coach. I'm your professional go-to expert for all driven yes women who desire more energy, peace, and joy for the things and people she loves the most so she can be well, feel well, and do well while coming to the proverbial well of Jesus. Thanks for coming to the well today. I'm so glad you're here. Hello, ladies, and welcome to another episode of Holy Healthy Christian Moms. This is Erin Kay, one of your co-hosts for this podcast. I am getting over a cold, so I am so sorry if I sound a little nasally. It's in, for y'all that don't know, I live in South Carolina, and it has been like the craziest last 6 weeks or so. My daughter had COVID, and then we had the flu, and then we all got this weird virus that I went to the doctor and I got swabbed for all the things, and all the things were negative. It was just some weird virus that came with a fever, and it was very unpleasant. And so it's been a week now, a little over a week, about 9 days now. And I am still just, all the things that come with the cold that are unpleasant. So on top of that, we also have the pollen. The pollen is all over the place. Again, we usually have like 4 or 5 bouts of pollen here. Ugh. I will say though, I will take this over the cold. I am a wuss when it comes to cold weather. I could not live comfortably anywhere north of probably North Carolina. I know that sounds silly. I'd probably adjust if I had to live in South Dakota or Alaska, but it would not be my first choice. Anyway, back to topic. I am so happy to be with you ladies here today. I'm sorry, I stuttered all over my words. Keeping it real, right? That's something that I always promise to do on this podcast, is just to keep it real and let you ladies know I am real, just like you are. And I just want this to feel to you like we are just sitting across from each other on the couch having a conversation. I want it to be that comfortable. And so if that means I stumble over my words and I have a nose full of pollen, then that's what it means. So this podcast today is based on a recent experience that I had, as recent as the last 48 hours. I teach at a homeschool hybrid here in our town. I teach second grade core classes, and I have the most precious students. They're just wonderful. I have 13 of them. One of them is actually my middle child, my son, or my oldest son. And, you know, there's all kinds of things that come up when you're teaching second graders, all kinds of things. But most recently, it has been the issue of the dun, 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 tiny toys. Okay. And if you're a mom, which if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably a mom, or at least you know a mom, you know all about these tiny toys. Like, where do they come from? Why do they find their places in our life on the bottoms of our feet at 2 o'clock in the morning? Why do they find their way in the garbage disposal and in the grass where the lawnmower runs over them? All the things, these tiny toys. Who invented these tiny toys? And I am sure our parents were saying the same thing. But anyway, so my second grade class, they have started bringing these tiny toys to class. I want to be very careful what I say because I love these students. They are precious and just precious, precious people. But they've started bringing these tiny toys to school. And at first it was, you know, one or two in a pencil box. Okay. But then it grew bigger than that. It grew to the point of having, ready for this, Tupperware containers full of tiny toys. Full of tiny toys. Bags with tiny toys. So, of course, there's already the tiny toys in the pencil boxes. So then the tiny toys started making an appearance, okay, on the tables. And then I'd ask the students to put them up, and the tiny toys would go away, but then they would go in a pocket and they would come back out in their tiny little hands, these tiny toys. And then they started going on the playground and just all the things. They became this big issue. And so I said, I had to let the parents know, please let's monitor the tiny toy situation. And of course the parents were on board with it. Just, you know, asked them to please check their pencil boxes and their book bags and their pockets and all the things to make sure that these tiny toys aren't coming to school. And, you know, speaking to myself too, because my son has shown up with some ninja Lego people before and Hot Wheels. So I'm not just talking to all the other parents. I'm talking to myself too about the tiny toys. The tiny toys had just gotten really, really, really out of control. And then there was the situation today about the tiny toys. Just even after we had addressed the tiny toys, it became an issue of somebody taking a tiny toy home and not bringing it back. And I, you know, it was just a lot, this whole tiny toy situation. So we spent a good portion of the morning this morning talking about the tiny toy situation, because I think it's really important when we're talking with our children to help them understand their mindset and to help them understand the things that distract their mindset and things that get in the way of walking in the truth of the Lord. And the tiny toys, as silly as it might sound, y'all, the tiny toys have become a stumbling block. And as Christians, it's our job and it's our responsibility, especially as adults, when we're in a teaching position. And by that, I don't just mean like a school teacher who's allowed to talk about God. I mean, as parents, we are constantly in teaching positions, as mentors, as Sunday school teachers, a teaching moment for the kid in the supermarket. I mean, we are always invited into situations where we can teach and help our children grow, okay? Help God's children grow. So that's what we talked about today in class. We talked about the tiny toys. And I just asked them, I said, y'all, why do you think the tiny toys could be a problem in the classroom? And y'all, these students, they're phenomenal students. They had some of the best, most heartfelt answers. One of them said that it can be a distraction when I, the teacher, am trying to teach. And I said, absolutely. And I had them explain, like, why would that be a distraction? So it's a distraction for me, but it's also a distraction if your neighbor's got a tiny toy who's talking to another neighbor. And so they're already distracted. And then they're distracting you because you're telling them to stop with the tiny toys. You're trying to pay attention. And then you just causes a lot of disruption. Okay. And one of them said, you know, if you leave it on the playground and a little kid comes outside and picks it up, they could put it in their mouth and they could choke. Absolutely. That's 100% correct. And then we talked about temptations and how when we bring the tiny toys to class, it is so tempting because, again, it's the distraction. We know that it's there, right? We know that tiny toy is there and we know that our friend loves this particular tiny toy. So I can't wait to show it to him and I'm tempted to play with it in class. But then even on a deeper level, I'm tempted to play with it in class behind my teacher's back, when my teacher isn't paying attention. And they all agreed. And then we spent some time talking about, well, how does that feel? How does that feel in your heart when you're being tempted by this tiny toy and you're making a choice to do something that you know is not right behind your teacher's back? And then you rope in one of your friends and they were like, oh, that doesn't make me feel good. Oh, it makes me feel sad when I do that. And I said, yeah, because that's sinning. You know, when we're not honest and when we're hiding things from people and when we're being tempted by things of the world instead of focusing on what we need to be focusing on, that does make us feel yucky and dirty and with shame. And that's not what God wants us to do. So we talked a little bit about scripture, about how, you know, sometimes at home, it's tempting to bring a tiny toy. Sometimes tiny toys make their way in our book bag because it's the weekend and we went to grandma's house and we forgot to take the tiny toy out. So I encourage the students to say, you know what, every time you find a tiny toy, before you come to school, whether you find it on the way to school, or you're just thinking about this new tiny toy that you love, is to ask yourself, what does Philippians 4:8 say about this situation? If I take this tiny toy to school, am I being true noble, right, pure, lovely, excellent, honorable. By thinking about taking this toy, am I thinking about those things? Or am I thinking about how can I bring this to school and mom doesn't know? Or how can I, you know, show so-and-so this toy with my teacher not knowing? I also encourage them to think about the scripture. There is a time for everything under the sun. It's in Ecclesiastes, or as my son used to say, Ecclesiastics is my favorite. But in Ecclesiastes, it says there is a time for everything under the sun. There's a time to work and there's a time to play. There's a time to be focused and zeroed in on listening to your teacher. And there is a time to be focused on your tiny toys and your friends and having a wonderful time, right? We talked about how tiny toys aren't bad, but there's a time and there's a place to enjoy tiny toys. And it's not in the classroom where it's a distraction, where we are being deceitful. And when we are being sneaky, it's not a place for that. The time in the classroom is for learning and growing. Stick with me here. There's a point. My challenge for you is to examine what are the tiny toys in your life? What are the tiny toys that are distracting you from the work you need to be doing? Whether it's your job, whether it's the work you need to be doing in your marriage, the work you need to be doing as a parent, the work you need to be doing in the body of believers. What are the tiny toys that are a distraction from the big things? What are the tiny toys, y'all? This is going to get hard. But again, it's why it's so important that we have these conversations with our children. Right now, in their world, it's just about the tiny toys. But when you get to be an adult, those tiny toys aren't so tiny. When you're 7 and when you're 8 and when you're in the second grade, you're hiding the idea of these tiny toys in your heart, of sneaking the tiny toys, of not being caught with the tiny toys. But if we don't break up that darkness that comes from the temptation of things like tiny toys, what does that do to us as an adult? What are the tiny toys in your life, in your mind, in your heart, and in your soul that are leading you down a path of temptation, a path of deceit, a path of sneakiness, a path of praying you don't get caught? And what is that doing to your relationship with yourself, your relationship with the people you love? But most importantly, how is it deteriorating your relationship and your connection with God our Father? See, so tiny toys as a second grader. For some, you might think, why did she spend so much time talking to a bunch of second graders about tiny toys in their book bag? It's not that big a deal. Oh, but it is. Oh, but it is. Tiny toys morph into food addiction, alcoholism, overspending, secret bank accounts, pornography, abuse, affairs, deep, dark, hard chapters and seasons come from the micro tears, from things like tiny toys, where are the tiny toys in your life? Go before the Lord our Father. Ask Him to prepare a way for you to break free from the chains of whatever your tiny toys are, to break free from the thoughts, to bring it to light, to ask for help. You are not designed to do it alone. Bring it to light with trusted Christians and let them help you heal from the tiny toys.
My prayer is that you are leaving this episode with more energy, more joy, and more peace than when you came to. Make sure to subscribe and share the Well Society podcast so that we can reach more driven yes women like you. Come join us in the Women at the Well Christian Health and Wellness Support Group on Facebook and subscribe to my email list to stay apprised of all upcoming events, programs, and coaching opportunities. If the content of this episode resonated with you and you'd like to speak with me about investing and working with me one-on-one or in the Well Society Intensive, please visit www.aaronkcoaching.com to schedule a complimentary fitting call. Until the next time we meet at this well, do well, be well, and feel well.